courteous. He wasn't trying to tell them not to be hospitable. Praise God. What he was trying to tell them, I don't want you to get caught up. Praise God, to all of these small things and these things that will distract your mind from doing the work that I want you to do. You see, Jesus is telling these 70 disciples to abstain, praise God, even from the appearance of greediness for money and material things. They were to behave like men who had no time to waste on empty compliments and conventional courtesies of the world. Praise God, now I'm preaching to myself.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
Awesome rule until God.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare Broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look
when we put it all together,
at the Word
this is
of
what
God.
We like to call you, Jesus, Jesus.
Let's tune in as Evangelist Wonder Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
God is wanting us to be just like him. He made us to be just like him. And so there's not going to be any liars in his camp. There's not going to be any deceivers in his camp. There's not going to be people that will say one thing and then do another one. I preach God's word one time, and then the next time they're in cahoots with the enemy. God's not going to have those type of people in his camp. And you take it for what it's worth. In Psalms 115 and 16, it says, "The heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth has he given to the children of men." The earth is ours, saints of God. It's ours to take care of in the natural as well as the spiritual when you're Christians. Now that responsibility in the spiritual realm is not given to just natural people and sinners. It's given to Christian people, the saints of God. And he gave it to us so that we can govern this world, spiritually so and naturally so. That's why I bring these subjects up that's so prevalent in our society today, because people want to say that people that believe in certain things, that they're so much more wrong than just a liar, a hypocrite, you know, a deceiver, a rogue. They're just a rogue, a plain rogue. Steal anything, everything. And that's just what the devil is. So don't you believe the things that's coming across the news media and across these people that's talking and they're telling you, okay, well, if you believe in abortion, then you're just so under the rug. You're just so not a Christian. People should not vote for you because you're such a sinner. Well, just like I told you before, I heard God said in his word that a liar, he hates them because he hates Satan. And Satan is the father of the liars. That's where that came from. And he said, when you stand before me, a liar is just not going to tarry. I'm not going to allow him to tarry in my sight. So, saints of God, let's get it right. Let's don't get it twisted. All sin is wrong. And God is not for no sin. I'm not for any sin. And we as Christians cannot hold one sin over another sin as one being better than another one. We can't do that. So, let's just begin to straighten our life up and do what God has called us to do. We know we have to know who we are, you know, and how much God has invested in us. We want to see, we don't want to see ourselves as puppets, like a ping pong ball to be batted around. You know, the Bible says you don't want to be tossed around by every old wind and every old doctrine, you know, and manipulated by this world like a puppet, by a puppeteer. We don't want to be like that, saints of God. It's time for us to straighten up, and it's time for us to fly right. That's what the old people used to say when I was coming up a long time ago. It says time to straighten up and fly right. Well, it's that time right now, because the time, we don't have the time that we used to have. The time is no more as much as we used to have. So let's take advantage of the time that God has given us. And we're going to go to Ephesians 2 and 10. And it says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Workmanship means the degree of skill in which a product is made. God created us with distinct classification. His infinite knowledge and greatness he has placed in us. His good works and deeds, he's placed all that inside of us. We have his nature in us. We have the very nature of God in us. And we have to see ourselves this way. Don't let the devil cheat us out of anything. Our inheritance. Don't let him cheat us out of our inheritance. God has made us very great and very powerful. Yes, he has. In Romans 8, 16 and 17, it says, the Spirit itself beareth witness against our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. We're going through, saints of God. And these scriptures are to show us, these scriptures are to show us just what we're supposed to do, just how God has made us, and that we are royalty according to God himself. He made us a part of his royal family. And saints of God, you don't, it doesn't get any better than that. Proverbs, we're going to go back to Romans 16, and it verifies. We just want to just tell you that it verifies that we are the children of God, and that we are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So when we go before God in prayer, these scriptures will give us the confidence that God will hear us and that God will meet our needs. No matter what the needs are, God will meet our needs. We can come boldly before the throne of God, knowing that we can obtain grace and mercy in our time of needs. We just need to know this. The church is perishing for the lack of knowledge. Christ, the leadership, the preachers, the teachers of this gospel, they need to preach and teach and point out these scriptures that I'm going over today and find more, so that it'll be clear from the world, the word. It'll be clear through the word of God who we are, whose we are, and how God has poured himself into us. He adopted us into his royal family. David said, we are little gods, and it stands to reason that we are like our father. It stands to good reason that we're little gods, because we're like our father. He is God, and we have to be little gods. Now, we're not big gods, we're little gods. Say amen to that, saints. It's worth an amen to that. When we preach nothing but the word, nothing but the word of God, there's not but one liar, and that's the devil. He's the liar. We can come in perfect unity when we all preach the word of God, when we all say the same thing, we all preach the word of Scripture. we can all be in one accord. My point to this is that God never made a broke, a sick, a disgusted, a I can't get it right, struggling Christian. He never made anyone like that. Any child of his, he never made us like that. And as long as we ourselves see ourselves in that light, we can't do the work that God has called us to do. He has called us to do great, spectacular works that no one can do but his children. He has given us power over all the power of the enemy, supernatural power, supernatural strength. You know, like he gave David, like he gave Samson. When Samson took the jawbone of an ass and he killed 1,000 men, that's that supernatural strength. That's what we have. God has invested that in us. And when Moses used the staff and God opened up the Red Sea and the children of Israel went across on dry land, and when they got across, he told Moses to stretch out the rod again. And when he stretched out the staff again, the sea closed up and the whole Pharaoh's army was drowned in the Red Sea. These are just examples of the strength and the power that God has given us. And Jesus cast out those legions of demons out of that man. He had an unclean spirit. Jesus said unto that man, come out of him, thou unclean spirit. And Jesus asked him, what is your name? And the demon answered, saying, my name is Legion, for they are many. We are many. And the demons asked Jesus permission to go out and to this group of hogs. And Jesus said, go. He didn't say but one word, go. And they went and they got into those hogs. And those hogs ran violently, the scriptures say. And they jumped into the deepest part of the sea and they drowned. It was about 2,000 pigs and about 6,000 demons. Thanks to God, even the hogs don't want the demons in them. So we have to know that when people are acting up and acting crazy, it's not those people. It's the demons that's in those people. And it's the devil has unleashed demons in the people. And it wasn't that man. Just like I said, that man wasn't crazy and out of his mind and cutting himself with rocks and breaking chains and fetters. But it was those demons that was in him. We need to understand it's not the people that we're coming against, but it's the evil spirits. Let's love the people and cast out the demons and the devils because God gave us power to do so. God has anointed us with so much power and strength, and he has given us his creative powers of his word so that we can perform just like Jesus did. You know, we have all power. We have been given all power from our Father to do these works. But we have to know our identity. And we have to know our self-worth. And to finish that story, Jesus, when they came back, Jesus had that man seated. He had his clothes on. And he was in his right mind. Why? Because he cast the devil out. Now, saints of God, we can do that same thing because we have that same power. God made us to be children, his children, a part of his royal family, filled with power and anointing and authority. All the power that he possesses, he wants us to have that power, unstoppable power, to rule and reign and to govern this planet Earth. He has given us supernatural powers, gifts of the Spirit, to bring demons and devils out of our territory and to keep Satan moving out of our land. You know, we can't allow him, we can't allow Satan to have any place in our life. The Bible said give no place to him. That's what the Bible says. We can't let him have no place in our lives, in our families, in our homes, in our community,